Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
How many times have you learned a new piece of information and you thought to yourself, I wish I knew this sooner? Or you heard something that's not new, but now, all of a sudden, it clicks and it makes sense and you finally apply it and you actually get the results that you want. But you knew this all along, you just didn't do anything with it. I'm sure there have been so many times in your life where either one of these situations happen and you think, I wish I knew this sooner. I wish I did something about this sooner. My example is with gratitude. So I've heard of like law of attraction and, you know, all of these things and, you know, gratitude from a biblical perspective. And people always said that gratitude was important. Practicing gratitude was important. And I was like, okay. And I did nothing with that. I did absolutely nothing with that information. And now all of a sudden people are explaining why gratitude is important, because gratitude helps you have a satisfied heart, a content heart. It gives you satisfaction, because when you don't practice gratitude, all you can see is what you don't have. All you see is the gaps in your life. It creates an area of discontentment. And when you're discontent, that's when the enemy, the devil, can send you a counterfeit in that area of your life because you're so dissatisfied. And because of that, you will jump for it to run and fill a void because you are not grateful for what you do have, right? And even with law of attraction, when people talk about it from that perspective, if you haven't yet gotten like the biblical Christian perspective, gratitude changes your frequency. It puts you on a frequency where you are in receiving mode of the things that you want. Because if you just got something that you really wanted, you would be grateful for it. So when you practice gratitude for the things that you do have, it puts you in that receiving mode and you start to manifest the things that you want even more, right? So it's like I heard people always say gratitude this, gratitude that. Write down 5 things you're grateful for in the morning. I learned that so many years ago. I only now started doing that. I only now had it really clicked for me as to why it's actually important. And it always makes me think, what if I did it sooner? But that's why I'm making this episode. It's that, what if I did it sooner? Oh, I wish I did this sooner. Hello and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Sensi. And on this podcast, we talk about taking accountability for your life to become the best version of yourself. So let's talk about why this happens, right? And these are my theories, by the way. These are my theories on why this happens. The first, I believe, is because in this day and age with social media, we have so much access to other people's lives where they're posting their highlight reels and you're seeing all of the things that people have. You have access to see all of the people who are so much younger than you, who are millionaires, and you are older and you are struggling, or you are not accomplishing your goals. You are not getting the things that you want, and you are bombarded by pictures and images and videos of people who are living their dream life, right? So it makes you feel like you are behind in life. And now it's like when you learn that piece of information, it's like, I wish I did it sooner. Why would you have wanted to do it sooner if you didn't think there was some type of race or competition and you were behind? You see what I'm saying? And it's that overexposure of other people's lives that sometimes makes people want to compete. Now, I've already said the best thing you can do about that is to use these things as inspiration, right? Use that as an example of the abundance that there is out there that is also available to you, should you choose to access it. But not everybody sees it that way. Some people see it as competition. Some people choose to see it as if they have all of this, it means I can't have it because there's a limited supply and they have it, so there's no more left for me, right? So there's also a mindset thing there. But the issue with that is when you take on that mindset of comparison and competition and you think you're behind in life, the reason why that's wrong is because you don't realize that we're all on a different path. Like, for example, I have a podcast. What does that have to do about what God has called you to do? You see what I'm saying? He may not have ever put the idea of starting a podcast on your mind. That may not be what you're blessed to do, what you're anointed to do. Does that mean you should look at me and say, oh, she has a podcast and it's doing better than mine? You're not meant to have one. You're not meant to have one. So why are you comparing that to what I have? Maybe you are called to be, I don't know, an influencer. Maybe you are called to be in a C-suite position in corporate. Maybe you are called to be a humanitarian or a philanthropist. Maybe you're called to be a stay-at-home wife. In that sense, what does the success or failure of my podcast have to do with anything in your life? Absolutely nothing. You see what I mean? We're all on different paths. But as soon as people forget that and they start playing the comparison game, you start feeling behind in life. But what I have has nothing to do with you, and what you have has nothing to do with me. So now when you learn a piece of information and it works, but you're 32 instead of 24 and you can't say that you were a millionaire by 25 like all of these other people, you're playing the comparison game. You're saying, I wish I knew this sooner. If only I knew this sooner, I would have been more successful when I was younger. That's not your path. That's not your path. It's when you forget that you are on a different path. You start playing the comparison game. You start wishing you knew it sooner because you are competing, okay? That's one of my theories. I'm not saying that's the only theory. That's one of my theories. When you do that, you're failing to see the work that God is doing in your life today, now, in the present moment. He is working on you. He is molding you. He is shaping you. He's equipping you with the things that you need for your calling, but you are looking at everybody else. Mind your business. Run your own race. I made an episode about that. Run your own race. That's why you think you're behind in life, because you're competing. There is no competition. It's just your path. And everybody else, not everybody else, but like, it will be related and connected to many other people, but your success depends on whether or not you can stay focused on what you are called to do, not when you're looking at everybody else who's running beside you. Y'all are not going in the same direction. Y'all are not going on the same path. Run your own race, but also comparing your where you are now with where you thought you would be by now. That's a big one. Comparing where you are now to where you thought you would be by now. That would be another reason. Sometimes it's not always about competing with other people. It's competing with the idea of what you thought your life would look like by now. So it's not that other people became a millionaire before 25 or a millionaire before 30 or they bought a house before this age or they got married by this age or they got married before they had children. You had an idea of what you thought your life would be like, and it's not looking like it. It's not looking like it. You have not met those deadlines. You have not met those deadlines. And it's making you harbor all of this resentment and guilt and shame towards yourself and regret in saying, I wish I knew this sooner. I wish I applied this sooner, right? But you have to let that go. If you don't know by now, God is in control, okay? And for some of us, it's best that He's in control and not us, because how many times did you pray for things to happen that in hindsight you are so grateful that it didn't happen? How many times did you beg Him to make people stay that in hindsight you are so grateful you could shout to the top of your lungs that person is no longer in your life? How many people did you pray for that you are grateful are not in your life right now? You see what I mean? His plan is better than yours. His plan is better than yours. But these things always make sense in hindsight. In the midst of it, in the process, it's like, Lord, I gave you the script. Can you please follow it? Okay, you see this timeline I have for my life? I'm going to need you to deliver this by then. Need you to deliver that by then. Just go ahead and come through, okay? That's what we try to do. And sometimes in some areas, we surrender, we can understand. It's like now, maybe because you have prayed for those people and you realize that his plans are best, you get to a point where you're comfortable in saying, I trust him with my relationships. I can surrender my relationships to him. But when it comes to your life, when it comes to the plans for your life, when it comes to your career, when it comes to your finances, that's a different story. You trust him in the relationships. So when it comes to your finances, it's like, Lord, I gave you a specific number. I need to see that in my bank account today. Today. And then you fall apart when you don't see it, right? So sometimes it's us just going off because we are not on the timeline that we set out for ourselves, okay? So what do we do about this, right? How do we cope with this? One of the things I really try to remind myself of is that you weren't you when you learned that information, okay? You are you now. You have the sense now to apply it. You have the knowledge now to apply it because of everything else that you have acquired at this point. But you weren't you. You weren't the you today that you were back then when you learned this information. There was nothing you could have done with that. There was absolutely nothing you could have done with that. It wasn't your time. It simply wasn't your time. Think about it this way, right? You could have a dream car that you want, right? You could have a dream car that you want. And let's say you have that dream car. That car becomes your dream car when you are an 18-year-old in college, freshman, broke college student. What can you do about that now? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Is tuition not due? Do you not have to buy food? Right? Do you not have other priorities? You cannot afford that car right now. But later on, when you get the money, now you can go buy it and everything will work out now because you are able to afford it. But imagine if that's your dream car when you were 18 and somehow you manage to manifest it into your life where somebody gifts it to you or you win some type of car lottery where the dealership gifts you that car. What are you going to do when it's time to have maintenance on that car? What are you going to do when it's time to replace a tire? You can barely afford to feed yourself. You see what I'm saying? You were not equipped in that moment to actually have possession of the car. You were not equipped in that moment to take care of it.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right? So the seed was planted like, yeah, that's your dream car, but get it when you can afford it. Okay? Because that's another story for another day. People think a car is as simple as a car payment. Wait till it's time to do maintenance. Wait till it's time to change that tire. Wait till the little emojis come on the dash and you have to take it into the dealership. Just wait. So that's something I try to remind myself of. It's like, you weren't you when you initially got the information. When I first heard about gratitude, it didn't click. It didn't click. I didn't understand it biblically because me and God wasn't even, we weren't even in each other's face like that. We weren't even in each other's presence like that. He was there with me, but I wasn't acknowledging him. Okay? So I had no idea why gratitude was important from a biblical standpoint. And I also wasn't that knowledgeable on the manifestation side of it either, that reasoning. So it didn't click. It didn't make the sense that it does now. I wasn't me. You were not you when you first heard that information. It only makes sense now because now you are equipped. So stop being so hard on yourself and thinking, I wish I learned this sooner. You learned it at the right time. It clicked at the right time. And sometimes, the other thing too, is sometimes repetition helps. Because sometimes some of us are stubborn. When you hear something the first time, it doesn't click. You need people to say it. You need to see it multiple times for it to be like, okay, well, if I'm trying to achieve this goal and 5 different people now have said that they all do this one thing, they all have this one habit, they all implement this one thing in their business, this must be useful. Some of us, we need the repetition. We need to hear it over. We need the constant reminders because that almost validates it in a sense. That's like the social proof. It's like, well, if all of these successful people or if all of these people who have the thing that I want are saying this is the way, then this must be the way. But sometimes when you hear it the first time from one person, sometimes it's just not enough social proof. So that's another thing. Sometimes the number of times you heard that thing before it finally clicked, sometimes that was necessary. So don't beat yourself up and feel like you just wasted all of this time. You weren't you, and you needed to hear it multiple times. For those of you who don't know, I went to a Catholic secondary school when I lived in St. Lucia. I grew up in St. Lucia, and I was always God adjacent. I didn't grow up in church per se, but I grew up in that Catholic school, in secondary school in my teenage years. I was always God adjacent because if you know anything about Catholic school, we pray. We pray all day, every day, to start the day, to end the day, in the middle of the day, before we eat, before we leave. We pray all the time. There's church, there's mass. You will be aware of the Word of God, right? You will be aware of the Word of God. So I was always every morning at assembly when we would start school, they would always start it off with like a scripture, a prayer, or something. So the scriptures were always being read around me. The Bible songs were always being read around me. Like there's a song we used to sing in school, The Fruits of the Spirit, and it just lists out the fruits of the Spirit. And to me, it was just a song in my early teenage years. It was just a song, just like a little hymn that people sang. But they sang it so much, I memorized it. And only now, as I've gotten closer to God, as I've built that relationship with God, only now I'm seeing that I know the fruits of the Spirit. I have it memorized before I've even gotten to the part in the Bible where I read it, because that environment had me learning songs, memorizing aspects of the Bible, and I didn't even know it. But now, because I'm older, I've had a relationship with God. I have seen different examples of the fruits of the Spirit. I have felt it by being closer to Him. It's only now all of this is clicking. But none of it made sense when I was in Catholic school. I just thought we were doing a little bit too much prayer. I thought it was too much back then. But now, as I decided to get closer to Him, it's making sense. Now it's making sense. You see what I'm saying? I wasn't me back then. Back then I was atheist. Back then I was a little rebel. But now I'm so grateful for being in that environment, even if I didn't appreciate it, because I had a lot of background knowledge of like Bible stories and different things like that just from being in that environment. Stuff that I haven't actually even read myself, I know the backstory for because I went to a Catholic school. But now I can appreciate it because now I decided to be closer to God. You see what I'm saying? It's all parts of the process. Back then, you weren't you. You weren't equipped. Okay, let it go. Now you are. What are you going to do with this information? Which brings me to my next point. In order to act on it, right, you have to constantly focus on personal development. There it is. You have to constantly focus on personal development. Because even with my purpose, none of this, I didn't know any of that, none of that until I got to a point where I was ready to receive that information. Because prior to that, I would have been at a point where I would say, that's not me. That's not who I am. That's not what I do. And even if I had a lot of that's not who I am to work around when I accepted, you know, starting a podcast, when I accepted doing this, I was in a position where I was actually ready to take those steps and I was open to changing versus back when I was very much dead set on who I thought I was back then. That's why you have to work on personal development, because sometimes the information you need is right in front of you, but you are not the version of you that you need to be in order for it to click, in order for it to make sense, in order for it to resonate with you. Sometimes that's what it is. That's why you constantly have to be working on yourself. You constantly have to, yes, be facing your traumas, dealing with your traumas, healing, because sometimes it's your traumatic experiences that are keeping you stagnant, that are causing you to miss opportunities because these traumatic experiences created a version of you that only wants to protect yourself, that is very defensive, that has bad habits, that is manipulative, that wants to use people, etc. And what if your calling is tied to helping people, but you're still a manipulative person because you haven't healed from what made you so manipulative? You see what I'm saying? That's why you have to work on yourself. You have to constantly prioritize your personal development, because in order for things to click, you need to be in receiving mode. You need to be the person who will actually acknowledge that and act on that when it does click. Otherwise, it will just, the information will just be around you, but you will not perceive it. You will not acknowledge it. You will not take hold of it, because the you are today is not ready to act on it. And then lastly, get to work. Okay, get to work. I want you to really reflect on, and I've done this too, I want you to really reflect on some of the things that you have learned over the years as it pertains to whatever it is you want to do, right? Personal, professional, whatever. I want you to reflect on some of the information that you've learned over the years, or maybe some of the repeating patterns, the repeating messages, the repeated messages that have been showing up when it comes to that thing, or when it, whatever relates to that thing that you want to do. Because sometimes it's right there in your face, but you are simply not taking action. So I want you to reflect on what are some of those things that you could be overlooking so that you can actually take action. So for example, if we use the gratitude thing that I just said, now I understand it, right? But I still have work to do in terms of making sure that I'm constantly implementing that. Because sometimes most days I can acknowledge what I am grateful for. I can, you know, spend that time with God and thank Him for the little things. And then some days I completely overlook it. But on some days, if I go too long without acknowledging it, if I go too long without having some gratitude, suddenly that discontentment will start brewing up. The discontent, when you go too long without being grateful and acknowledging the things that you do have, suddenly you start taking a lot more notice of the things that you don't have, the things that you want, but you don't have it yet. You are not seeing it yet. The things that you are doing, but you're not seeing the results. There have been results, but not to the extent that you want them to. But because you're not grateful for the results that you are seeing and you're focusing on what's not there, that discontentment starts brewing up. And that's when the counterfeits start coming. That's when the depression starts coming. That's when the anxiety starts coming. That's when the hopelessness starts coming. That's when you start doubting everything that you're doing. And it's like, is this working? Should I give up? Because you're overlooking the small wins. You're overlooking what's actually working and you're focusing on what's not there. That's why gratitude is so important. So that's an example for me. So it's like, I know that gratitude is important, but it's so easy to forget at the same time. It's so easy to get busy and then forget to give thanks, forget to pray, forget to acknowledge what's going right. Then you get too busy, and then something happens where it's like, you start focusing on what you don't have. You start focusing on what you don't have. Now you want to give up. Now you want to run back to what you just left. Now you want to run and cry to God and say, why are you punishing me? Why is it not working? Because you forgot to be grateful for what you do have. I'm telling you, if you don't make it a habit, it's very easy to forget about it and then start spiraling in that way. So my thing is, like, I know that about gratitude. So it's a constant reminder. I have to constantly remind myself to do that and to try to incorporate it into my habits so that I don't spiral and I don't start taking things for granted. So I want you to reflect on what are some of the things, the repeated patterns, the repeated success principles, the repeated things that you've been hearing or seeing that you think can help you, but you haven't quite done it yet. Think about what it is you're overlooking, because that could be the missing piece. And then when you do that, it's time to take action. It's time to start implementing those things, because, again, it will just be the you thinking that you're behind in life, you having resentment. But again, like I said, focus on developing yourself as well so that you can actually take action, okay? The reflection is just to help you not overlook any of the things that at this point in your life you could actually take action on, right? Because sometimes you're there, you can do something with it, but you're just lazy. Okay, let's keep it real. Sometimes you're not as dedicated as you should be. You're not as proactive as you should be in implementing those things. But you're at a point where you can do it. You just need to get up and actually do it. Okay, I really hope this episode helps. I really hope it resonated. If there's anything that you thought of that you might be overlooking, please leave a comment below and let me know if you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening to the audio, please leave a 5-star rating and a written review. And that is all I have to say this week, and I will talk to you next Sunday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.